Fisheries biologists just finished dissolved oxygen testing on many lakes statewide looking for potential winter kill. Fisheries Supervisor Scott Gangle will go over those results in this week's program. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Scott, we had a pretty significant winter storm in mid-November, another one in mid-December. How does that affect our lakes during the winter?
Snow cover, ice pack, early ice, and the length of the winter can all have a negative effect on fish populations because of the amount of oxygen in the water and the depletion of that oxygen over time. So yeah, there's two ways for oxygen to enter the water, and fish need oxygen to breathe just like people do. So there's oxygen that's dissolved in the water, and one way that oxygen enters the water is through the atmosphere, you know, just mixing and stuff. So when the lakes are frozen over, there's no more connection to the atmosphere, so you lose that atmospheric oxygen. The other way that oxygen is produced in the water is just like on land with photosynthesis through plants and other algae and microorganisms that give off oxygen as they're taking in sunlight. And when you have snowpack that covers the water, it darkens things and it prohibits the ability for those plants and things to photosynthesize and give off oxygen. So over the course of winter, you see a general depletion in oxygen in the water.
Okay, and your fisheries crews over the last month, early February until late February, go out and they check dissolved oxygen levels. Explain that process.
We don't get to every lake all winter, but we get to some that we know are gonna be problems because they've had problems in the past, or we get to some that we haven't monitored in a while that we want to, you know, keep tabs on, or some of them may be really popular lakes that we want to make sure that they're in good shape. So what our crews do is they go out in the winter, and it's usually around the middle of February. We take oxygen meters that can measure a number of different things in the water: pH, conductivity, dissolved oxygen temperature, and they're on a cord that can go all the way from the top to the bottom of the water column. And we'll drill a hole in the ice. We'll typically do it at the deepest part of the lake to get the full water column. And then we'll take measurements at every 1 meter increments all the way from the surface to the bottom. And that's called a profile. And it gets a profile of the water column where we can see if sometimes the oxygen will be really good near the surface, but it gets worse as it goes closer to the bottom. Things decomposing, especially plants. If the plants aren't getting sunlight and they die, they fall to the bottom, they decompose, that consumes oxygen. And so that oxygen consumption starts at the bottom and then it gradually makes its way to the top. So oftentimes what we'll see is poor dissolved oxygen near the bottom, and we'll see that in a lot of lakes. But then we'll see some good water on most of our lakes where we see annual survival in good conditions. We'll see good water somewhere further up in the water column and usually right below the ice.
Okay, so you guys manage right around 450 lakes. What were the results of this year's dissolved oxygen testing so far?
So far, we're seeing a pretty substantial number of lakes, and we've got 77 lakes on that list right now statewide that could potentially winter kill. And it doesn't mean that they will, because we see low oxygen in some of these lakes every year, but they seem to pull through because where we do our profiles may not represent the entire lake, but it is a pretty close approximation, but there's usually some refuge somewhere where the fish can survive. But right now there are a good number of lakes that are concerning to us.
Scott, if you're an ice angler and you're going out here in the next month and you think a lake potentially winter killed, what are some signs that they should look for, and what should they do if they smell something or see something that would be concerning?
The real telltale sign is that if you smell a rotten egg smell or a sulfur smell, hydrogen sulfide gas, when you drill the hole and you smell that gas coming up, that's usually a pretty good sign that the lake has gone completely devoid of oxygen, because there's bacteria that thrive in an environment when there's no oxygen in the lake. And so they give off that hydrogen sulfide gas, that rotten egg smell. And so if that builds up under the ice, it's because there's probably zero oxygen in the water. And that's usually a good sign that something's happening at that lake. Those instances are usually a pretty good indicator. The other indicator is obviously a lot of anglers now have underwater cameras. They put their camera down, you see a lot of dead fish. That's usually a pretty good indication that a fish kill has occurred. If you witness any of those two things, the hydrogen sulfide or the dead fish, I would encourage you to give us a call. Call your local district office or call us here in Bismarck and let us know so we can keep an eye on that if it does occur.
Scott, if a lake does look like potential winter kill or is winter killed, what do you guys do? How do you get that lake back to catchable fish?
Well, the first thing that we'll probably do is kind of do a follow-up sampling to see how bad it is. You know, winter kill is not always 100% thing. Sometimes we'll have a partial kill or a significant kill, you know, where a partial kill is there's a few dead fish, but overall the lake is still okay. It's going to pull through. Sometimes we'll have low dissolved oxygen in some of our lakes, but it's there's enough oxygen refuge that a lot of fish will pull through. A significant kill is maybe one where we see a significant loss of fish. A lot of fish are dead, but there might be a few left. As we get into the spring and we start assessing some of these, we'll note how bad the fish kills were if they occurred at all. If it's 100% fish kill, then we're going to have to start over. And one positive aspect with a winter like this is we've got so much snow on the ground that we'll be able to, you know, fill those lakes up when that melts. Hopefully, if we get a little bit of runoff, a lot of those lakes will see some increase in water levels, and that'll help a lot. You know, and as we're starting over, we might reintroduce fish, whatever was in the lake. You know, if it was a perch lake, we'll probably put some perch back in there this spring. Those will typically catch from another lake. We have a lot of perch lakes on across the state that we can. We trap some fish out, we take them out right away in the spring, and we'll move them around and put a few in. It doesn't take very many perch to start a perch fishery. You put a few in there as adults, they'll spawn in the lake, and you've got a lot of little perch in the lake that, you know, it'll take some time to come back, but it'll come back pretty easily on its own after a few years. If it's a walleye fishery or a game fish, like bass, bluegill type fishery, we might start with a forage fish in there and see if there's any fathead minnows left. We might stock walleyes right in there immediately. Otherwise, we'll usually start with a forage, like bluegills and a bluegill bass fishery or something like that, just to kind of get it started a little bit and then go in with some predators later on. It's this time of the year is when we're finalizing our stocking requests for the hatchery, so we'll be able to make those adjustments in our hatchery requests come before spring here.
Scott, is there a list that's going to be on our website of lakes that winter killed?
You know, Mike, we typically don't publish winter kill lakes because winter kill is never 100%. Like we explained, you know, some lakes might actually pull through yet. So typically we don't publish that, but we have been getting a lot of inquiries, and I know a lot of anglers and public are really interested in what we're finding out there. So we're probably, as we're wrapping up this week, we're going to try to put together a list of lakes where we're seeing concerns, not necessarily a winter kill. So we're going to try to put a list out there just for this spring, and since it is a fairly substantial number of lakes with low oxygen, you can take a look at that. Maybe you might not want to go fishing there if the oxygen is so low. The fish might not die, they might pull through, but the fishing might not be very good. So that might help some anglers. So we're going to try to put something like that together here for this winter.
A lot of great information, Scott. Thank you.